Wisconsin Democrats celebrated Vice President Kamala Harris's speech at the Democratic National Convention. The election is just over 10 weeks away. It's Friday, August 23rd. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a pitch to protect Social Security. Residents in Kenosha are looking back on a significant anniversary. And from the DNC, our politics team has more on last night's finale. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're more energized than ever following Vice President Kamala Harris's acceptance of their party's presidential nomination. Rich Kramer reports they also say they're going to use that excitement to mobilize voters back home.
Harris's speech touched on themes of freedom, unity, and bringing the nation forward, while warning that former Republican President Donald Trump would take it backward. After she wrapped up, delegates from Wisconsin spilled out of the arena with what they said was a newfound enthusiasm for Harris. Deirdre Query of Milwaukee said it was exhilarating.
From Monday until today, with the culmination of her accepting the nomination, is out of this world. It's in another stratosphere. It's something that we didn't know would happen in this lifetime.
Since Harris replaced President Joe Biden as Democrats' pick for president, their prospects have improved in the polls. But the last Marquette University Law School survey has Harris and Trump neck and neck. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin promised to protect Medicare and Social Security during brief remarks at the Democratic National Convention last night. Baldwin spoke for 2.5 minutes on the DNC's main stage, hours before Vice President Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Baldwin told the crowd that she'd been raised by her grandparents and said it was a privilege to be there for them as they grew older.
So when I work to protect Medicare and Social Security, I do it with a personal knowledge of what those big programs meant in small but deeply meaningful ways to my grandparents. And I know what they mean for your parents and grandparents.
Baldwin did not mention Republican challenger Eric Hovde by name, instead focusing on former President Donald Trump. She quoted from a March interview where Trump talked about cutting Medicare and Social Security. He said days later that he would protect the programs. Today is the 4-year anniversary of the Kenosha police shooting of Jacob Blake. Evan Casey has more on how the community is rebuilding.
Several businesses and buildings were burned down, including La Estrella Supermarket, owned by Abel Alejo. Now, he's hoping to open up a grocery store inside a new development that's on the site of businesses burned down and the unrest. Alejo says that's a sign that the community is healing.
It's going to take time. It's not going to be easy. But I think there are enough people out there that want to see Kenosha be a better place that we are going to be able to accomplish it.
Khalil Griffin runs a new children's library that just opened up in the development.
So now it's kind of like we are rising from the ashes, basically.
Some community leaders say progress has been made in the last 4 years, but more work needs to be done. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Lincoln County Board this week voted against allowing voters to decide whether to provide more funding to a county-owned nursing home. For over a year, Lincoln County officials have been grappling with what to do with Pinecrest Nursing Home in Merrill. They say they cannot afford to continue running the facility that's home to about 80 people. This week, the county board voted 8-11 against a resolution for a November referendum. It would have asked voters whether to increase the county's tax levy by $5 million annually for the next 5 years to support the home. Michael Southcombe is with a local group that wants the county to maintain ownership. He argued the size of the tax increase meant the referendum was designed to fail.
The Chicken Little, sky is falling justification in this referendum is disingenuous to the point of being purposefully deceitful.
The county board chair says there are two parties that have expressed interest in buying Pinecrest. Coming up, as the Democratic National Convention wraps up, our politics team talks about some of the key themes that emerged on the final night. That's coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, host of Beta. Beta is pioneering.
Whether or not you consume a piece of art doesn't make you a good or bad person. You're going to have to find some other way to accomplish that.
And provocative.
I get to play all those things in Better Call Saul. I'm extremely lucky.
And always playful.
The fact that you know the footnotes to the footnotes to the footnotes.
Saturdays at 11 and Sundays at 10 on WPR News.
The Democratic National Convention wrapped up in Chicago last night as Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepted her party's nomination for president. Wisconsin delegates who watched the speech and the convention said they're leaving motivated. Wisconsin Public Radio's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer have been covering Wisconsin's delegation this week. They spoke with WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson.
Rich and Anya, both of you spent time in the United Center Arena last night and this week. Set the scene for people who've been listening to it on the radio or watching it on TV. What's it like in there?
It is absolutely packed to the gills. It has been completely buzzing. The energy is just palpable.
Yeah, I would summarize it as smooth on screen, hectic, crowded, long lines in the background.
And so immediately after the speech, Rich, you caught a bunch of Wisconsin delegates who were leaving, asked them about what they thought about Vice President Harris's speech. What were some of the things that they told you?
They were telling me that Harris kind of gave a contrasting vision for America. Unity versus division and chaos. Taking the nation forward versus Donald Trump wanting to take the country backward.
And there were also some people that we talked to who were talking about the history of the moment.
That's right. One example is Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, the first elected black mayor of that city. He said that Democrats have the opportunity to elect the first woman president and the first black woman president. He said that Harris can essentially get through the cracks that Hillary Clinton put in the glass ceiling.
And yet, as of about a month ago, this was going to be President Joe Biden's convention. He did speak this week at the convention, and the Wisconsin delegates we heard from roundly praised the president. But there was a sense of relief among some of them. Take a listen to Delegate John Krizik from Hudson.
I was a delegate pledged to Joe Biden, but when Joe decided to not run, I felt like an anvil had been lifted off my chest. I couldn't believe that Joe was going to win. I felt Donald Trump was going to win and that he was going to destroy our democracy and our future.
And Krizik went on to say that now that Harris is the nominee, he is, quote, overjoyed, full of power. He even said that he felt like he'd been, quote, bathed in holy water. Anya, you covered Biden and Harris rallies this year. Is this real?
Oh, my gosh. On every level, it is like night and day between those two campaigns. Even at the very start of Harris's campaign, 2 days in, she had her first public rally in West Allis, and there were 3,500 people there, and it was the largest rally of the Democratic campaign to date. And then compare that even to this week, where as the DNC was completely full in Chicago, she also held simultaneously a rally back in Milwaukee on Tuesday, which had 18,000 people at the Pfizer Forum. So there's just almost no comparison to the levels of enthusiasm from sort of before and after.
And so now these Democrats are leaving the roar of the crowd. They're going back home. There are more than 2 months until Election Day. Beyond just enthusiasm, what are they saying this campaign's about?
Yeah, they're really framing this as an election in which the future of democracy is at stake. And so although the official theme of the DNC is very future oriented, there was also a lot of reflection on the outcome of the 2020 election and its aftermath and January 6th. And so Democrats are carrying this energy from this week back to their home communities, and they're ready to make phone calls and knock on doors. But I think they're also really going to be carrying that message of fighting for democracy as well.
That was Wisconsin Public Radio's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer. They spoke with WPR's Sean Johnson from the site of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And that's today's podcast for this Friday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us again on Monday with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. Have a great weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.